Well, thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. It's a great pleasure to be here and an honor to share the panel with my colleagues, and a pleasure to share this with Elsevier. And thank you very much, Gavin, for inviting us to be here. So, let me just go. So, there is plenty of evidence that racial and ethnic inequalities exist. And within that evidence, we know that Black and minority ethnic students face a number of barriers in higher education in the UK. And that it means from access to education, to representation, to curriculum content, some people call it the colonization of the curricula, to the delivery of that content, and also the overall experience that they have at the university. And these barriers impact in many different ways students in the awarding gap. We know that white students are more like 13% more likely to get a first or an upper second than Black and ethnic minority students. And this continues to PhD and postgraduate levels and even further into the academic career, with a consequent pay gap that we know that exists, and fewer opportunities for research funding, for promotion, and also for the outcome of their research, the visibility of the outcome of their research as well. Overall, there is underrepresentation of UK students of ethnic minority backgrounds undertaking postdoctoral programs. And this has been addressed, for instance, recently by the Office for Students and Research England, providing £8 million to fund 13 projects to tackle inequalities to access postgraduate research. However, the impact of research, the research environment and culture on the progression of and the diversity of researchers is particular those who identify as Black researchers, has been under the spot in the spotlight in many different ways. But within this context, there are not many direct activities that focus on those areas. And within this context as well, there is a burning issue has emerged really. And there is that there is underrepresentation of Black scientists within the higher education research centers. And this is very acute in some disciplines more than in others. And what I would like to talk now is about specifically about the chemical sciences, presenting some of the data and evidence that we collected, in particular in the Missing Elements Report, as Palab just mentioned. And I hope that by digging into one discipline, we can use chemistry as a case study to begin to understand some of the issues behind these inequalities. And this is the report that we launched in March, which really paints a stark picture of the realities experienced by those who are Black or minority ethnic in chemistry. And within this report, we really do not shy away from the discomfort of the realities experienced by some of the chemists. Like all our reports, it's based on data and evidence. And this is a result of 2 years of research, and we really, it's an extensive piece of research. We look at what happens in other disciplines, what is known. We use the available data for us, including chemistry-specific data from the Higher Education Statistics Agency, HESA, and our membership as well, and our data on our boards and our committees and so forth. We also consulted the community, and I think that was really important to define and put this into context, the data that we found. Through different various channels, we are trying to understand the lived experience of Black and ethnic minority scientists. And we talked to hundreds of people about what happens in different career stages, also beyond chemistry, and those who actually influence chemistry, like funders or policymakers. And we went beyond academia and industry sectors, including teachers, and beyond the UK as well. And our hope with this report was to, by presenting the data and evidence, there will be almost no more excuses to really start tackling the issues and address the inequalities that we observe. And this includes ourselves, the RSC. So we are also committed ourselves to change. And there are also things that we are taking actions, and I can talk about that later on. So by analyzing the HESA data for 2019 to 2020, we obtain the ethnicity breakdown of students, of students and staff in chemistry. Sorry, let's move too quickly. As an indication of the progression of Black chemists in, and minority ethnic individuals within the pipeline. And for comparison, the dashed lines presented here show the ethnicity percentage in the UK population. And this is the previous sense, but things do not change dramatically when we compare to England and Wales. This is for the UK, not England, Wales only. And the data show that there is a clear retention problem, which is particularly pronounced for Black people, Black chemists. And if you look at the orange bars, that's what it represents, a Black chemist. So what it tells us is we are losing Black chemists at an alarming rate, really, in chemistry. And with those identifying as Black making up only 4.9% of undergraduate students, and this is higher than the 3% in the demographics in the UK, but it's still low, which then drops fundamentally to 1.4% for PhDs and 1% for non-professoria, and then zero to chemistry professors. And I have to say, this is HISA data, so when numbers are below 5, they count as zero. So we know there is one professor in chemistry, there might be another one, but at least we have to report this as zero. And they might be, not in chemistry departments, the associated, so HISA data, less is the, within the payroll of the chemistry department is not considered. And we see a similar trend looking at the RSC membership. I didn't present a graph this, but, and this is important because we look at the across our membership, how the seniorities according to the different membership categories, and we see a drop, a terrible drop in terms of Black representation, Black chemistry representation. And it's important to consider the membership data because represent chemists working in many different disciplines or sub-disciplines within chemistry, in industry sectors, in policy making, they are teachers, they are industry. So there is, and it's international. So it gives a complementary information than the HISA data. And it's clear then that we are losing Black people from the chemical sciences. That's the bottom line. And if we compare this with other STEM subjects, in particular with the Royal Society report, we look at that the attrition of people is observed at later stages, so after postgraduate level into academic employment. And in chemistry, we are losing chemists a bit earlier. And to understand this attrition a little bit further, we looked into where the undergraduate students are going, which type of institution. And it's compared to their peers, there is a smaller proportion of Black undergraduates at Russell Group institutions. Of all chemistry students, and I just want to very briefly say, for all chemistry students, 55% attend Russell Group University, but only 37% of them are Black chemists. Only 37% of the Black chemists go to Russell type of institutions. And we believe that this indicates a structural challenge. And as Russell Group institutions are more research intensive, they have more funding, the opportunities that students have by going to research to Russell type of institutions, they have may have more opportunities to actually go into a PhD and so forth. But it's still the underrepresentation of them in Russell type of institutions is very important. And the sense of belonging that they have as a PhD student as well in Russell institutions is very important. We also wanted to look at the effect of Black gender within the intersectionality between race and ethnicity and gender. And it's not surprising that there is a huge loss of all female chemists independently of the race and ethnicity. But when we look at Black women, it's much more pronounced than from any other ethnic group. For Black undergraduate students, there is a female majority of around 60% are women. And when we look at how those advance in their careers, obviously we, in terms of professor, zero. But when we look at other data, it really is very dramatic, the change and the loss of women. Finally, my last slide. I just wanted to mention a bit about the lived experience and what the information that that gives us and how complemented the data, the hard data that I just presented. We looked at all the lived experiences of hundreds of people from minority ethnic backgrounds working in chemistry globally. And this qualitative research indicated that there are six interactive themes that impact their retention in chemistry, which I mentioned here. And those are very similar to the ones that we observe for women. And we reported on breaking the barriers in the report that I just mentioned, showed before. So they are very similar, the barriers identified or the themes identified that are affecting Black chemists or ethnic minorities. But the depth of the issues is much bigger here. And why? Because it's a historical context behind racial discrimination that actually adds another really important complexity to the topics. And there are many, I don't know if I have more time to talk or no. So last point I want to make is this, everything is very similar to gender issues, but there's one opportunity, which is talking about the global community. And really is they need to integrate with the global research community and perhaps redefining what global models means. And so I leave it there, but we can continue to talk about that.